Members of the U.S. Meat Export Federation elected Minnesota grain and hog farmer Randy Spronk as their new chair at the group's strategic planning conference in New Orleans. Spronk says his priority will be setting U.S. beef, pork, and lamb apart in the global marketplace.
Differentiation, in other words, I think that's one of the things I've realized over time frame is, you know, we don't want to have the same product as any other exporter. And how can we differentiate what we do in the United States from others so that we have long-term growth in our markets? Diversification then. Early in my career, I went to Japan with Governor Ventura in 1999. Japan was our only country at that time here, and how we've diversified to many different markets so that we've got multiple markets for each one of those primals that we export here. And both of those, diversification and differentiation, it's to create more demand and so that we have multiple markets, more value coming back to the farm, coming back to the producers to be able to add revenue back to their farms.
He says exports will be key to recovery for the pork market in 2024.
Up until our recent economic trials that we're having here, 1998 was the benchmark. And so, as I stated, I went to Japan in 1999. So we went through a very difficult time frame in the United States swine industry, but yet we went ahead and utilized exports to actually bring us out of that. And I believe it's going to be one of the things that does right here, right now. We're having some domestic demand problems here because of our consumer, whether it's inflation or, you know, whatever excuse you want to use, but actually being able to move that product out of our domestic market internationally to those foreign countries is going to help us come back out of there and bring profitability back to the domestic swine industry. And so I think it's very important that we actually focus again on our exports. And I think it's one of the things that we've identified in the swine industry is our story on sustainability that can differentiate. It's because of our how we produce our feed. It's about our corn and our soybean, how we utilize that. That is our sustainability story that nobody else in the world can replicate.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.